This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest that was on my show back in August of 2018, and I love hearing from this guy because he's always creating great content and just the way he puts things together. We're talking no other than Wherever TV Broadcasting Corp is and what they are. They're an OTT broadcaster. They are the next generation subscription television service to anywhere in the world, and we're going to learn more about the company and what the CEO has been up to here in just a second. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol TVTV, and with us today is the chairman and the CEO of the company, Mr. Edward Ciafani. Ed, welcome back to the show.
Everett, thank you for having me.
You know, you've been on my show at least five, six times. We've been talking about this platform, especially the OTT platform. Give me a status report along with my listeners. Where were you at and where are we going from here?
Well, this has been a long road. When, as with any new industry, any new sector, the technology grows sometimes faster than the people working within it. And one of the difficulties we've had over the last 3 years, almost 4 years now, is that the creating a platform that allows our customers to have the user-friendly experience we want them to have, as well as the security of their content, as well as the security of the content provider. And I've had to go through a series of programmers, and just recently we teamed up with, a few months ago, with a company by the name of App Mastery, to help us get to the next level. And I'm happy to say that we're probably, within a day or two of launching the new site. And that new site gives us the ability to not only offer content around the world, where we have the ability to do currency transactions, we also have the ability to do video on demand for specific pricing, where before we weren't able to accomplish that. So I'm extremely excited that App Mastery got involved with us. They've been a godsend for me. We have another gentleman, Derek Best, that got involved. He's just a marketing person. Has been involved with a lot of very, very large organizations on marketing, Auto Trader being one of them. So he has an enormous amount of programming experience for marketing. And then we've brought Comisero and Braintree PayPal in as our pay site management people. So we have our customer service people have complete access and complete control in helping our customers should they have any problems and or any questions. So, a couple days, we're ready to launch this rocket ship again. We're very excited.
You know, last year, I can't remember what show it was, but you was on my show and you said, Everett, I'm headed down to Nashville. I got some thoughts and ideas of what I want to do with the music industry. So bring us up to speed on the Nashville operations and your thoughts and the future of what you think you can to conquer down there.
Well, in the music industry, there's certain opportunities that every artist has to be seen and be heard, often referred to as distribution points. And unfortunately, money is tight in the music industry. Distribution points are getting tighter. They're drying up. And not only that, but in the music industry, the distribution points are pretty much limited most of the time. Radio, depending on the level of success that you're at in your career, sometimes you have national exposure, but most of the time you get regional. What we've done in Nashville, we've teamed up with some really great country music artists. We've got Colin Ray, who's doing That's My Story show, where we just sat down with him the other day. We're going to schedule 13 episodes of some athletes and some artists that he's grown up with, that he's going to interview, play music with. Some of it's going to be live, where we'll be able to allow people to call in and talk to him. Some will be taped, where we, did a little bit more effort on it. We signed a deal with Stormy Warren. Stormy Warren, many people will know, he's on the Sirius XM, The Highway. He's already filmed 6 episodes with us. He's got another 10 that he's going to do. He's a phenomenal interviewer. I mean, when you talk about being able to do interviews, I don't know if there's anybody better than Stormy. And his unique way of interviewing his guests And on our platform, he's not scripted. He's not tied to a time frame. Their conversation could be 20 minutes. It could be, you know, 3 hours. It's entirely up to them and the artist and what they're talking about and how much time they want to spend doing it. And you'll see that. You'll see those episodes being posted probably here within the next 3 weeks. We signed a deal with Daryl Worley and Aaron Tippin. Same situation. They've got shows. They've got music, new music they want to bring out. And quite frankly, we're in talks with five or six other very well-known artists that we hope to hope to be able to get them involved with us moving forward.
My guest today is Wherever TV Broadcasting Corp. He's here on Stock Day. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol TVTV, a market cap around $4 million. And you've been listening to the CEO and chairman of that company, Mr. Ed Ciafani. Ed, let me ask you this. You've been debating and going through court with Comcast on the patent infringement. I know it's been a hard thing on you and your team, but hopefully you have some good news for us. Where are we at?
Well, you know, when I first took over the company, you know, we looked at the assets that the company had at the time, and one of the assets that the company was discussing with me is their patent. And the patent was filed in 2006, granted in 2014. And quite frankly, the patent encompasses the over-the-top television market almost in its entirety. And so in the process of developing our platform, we got to the point where we felt like we needed to defend the patent. And, you know, there's a certain expense associated with filing any patent infringement case.
Absolutely.
And my, you know, our board's thought and discussion was, if it's going to cost us $1.5 million to sue somebody for patent infringement, and we feel we have not only the strength in the patent, but also the strength in our legal team, why not sue somebody that has the ability to pay us, that
right.
has the ability to really make a difference in the future of this company? And so we set our sights on Comcast because we believe that if we're able to prove our case, then the other majors in the industry would look at the strength of defense that Comcast would have put forth in this patent infringement case, and would understand that, you know, it'd make them think twice about possibly putting us down the same road that this fight with Comcast is probably going to end up being. This goes after the core of Comcast business, their Xfinity X1 platform. You know, we're guessing they did somewhere between, you know, somewhere neighborhood between $8 and $12 billion in revenue last year off the Xfinity platform.
Wow.
We haven't pulled the financials to discovery yet with them, but that's coming. But we know it's a very significant, patent case here. And so, the most two recent events that happened after we filed the infringement against Comcast was they immediately filed for a motion to dismiss, and they filed a motion to move the venue to Philadelphia. In January, the judge in the Middle District of Florida denied that motion to transfer to Philadelphia. And then just recently, last week, the judge denied Comcast's motion to dismiss. In that motion to dismiss, there's three arguments that they were claiming that, you know, they didn't infringe on.
Right.
And that was, you know, adding and deleting of channels, streaming of video, and a distinct server. And we put out a press release on that. I urge everybody to go look at it. Also, if you go out and you Google Wherever TV Comcast, there's a number of legal, websites out there that are covering this thing. You could follow up through them. There's a lot of really strong articles written about our case against Comcast. But we feel very confident. You know, as of right now, the judge has put us on the docket to be in trial in second quarter of 2020. But there's a whole bunch of stuff that happens between now and then that we feel is going to help move this case even further down the road on our behalf.
Well, Ed, we're running out of time today, and I it's a privilege to have you on my show. Haven't been on the show for about 5 or 6 months. That being said, what would you want my listeners to take away from this interview today?
Well, the fact that, you know, Wherever TV has been working very hard to get themselves in a position to be a bigger company than the 3 cents that it shows on the trading now. It's not been an easy road, but we've been working at it hard. We've got a great team behind us now. We're going to launch here with about 60 channels. We think we can become a major player in the OTT industry with unique content. And I just ask, you know, follow us. If you're an investor, you're looking for some, risk, we think it's a great risk opportunity. If you're you know, opposed to risk, then watch us, you know, and at some point you'll get some confidence in the future of Wherever TV, and hopefully you'll become a shareholder.
Ed Ciafani has been my guest. I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in 40 or 50 days. Give us an update of what's going on with your company. I wish you nothing but continued success.
Thanks, Everett, very much. Thanks again for having us.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.